Okay, let's review Erev in Daf Samach Dalet. In yesterday's Daf, we learned about how Humavua da Havadair Balachman Baristak. There was a non-Jew living in a Mavui, and he refused to rent his rights in the Mavui to the Jewish neighbors. So the Gemara presents two suggestions for making it permissible to carry in the Mavui. Abaye suggested Zila Batila Rosh Hussaychel Gabichad. All of the Jews should give up their rights to one Jew, which will then create a situation of one Jew and one Gentile in the Mavui. And under those conditions, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that a person is allowed to carry. When Rava heard this suggestion, he said, "Imkin bital tatarzer of meosu mavui." If people do this every Shabbos, the members of the mavui are going to forget about the concept of shituf mavuos entirely. If we insist that they make a shituf, they will get the false impression that a shituf works. That a shituf works when there's a non-Jew there that refuses to be socher as rishos. So announcing that a shituf for the Gentile won't work, either meaning announcing that a shituf for the Gentile doesn't work, is not going to be helpful either, because achraz taladardiki. The children will only remember what was done. They're not going to remember what you announced. So Ella Amar Rav, instead of Rav, suggests a different etza. One of the Jews should become friendly with the non-Jew, get permission to use his place for storage, and make the Jew the Schiro Lakito, like an employee or a farmhand of the non-Jew. Schiro Lakito has the right to give his share in the Erev and neutralize any effect the residence of the non-Jew has on the Mavli. If there are multiple employees, Rav Yosef told Abaye, they don't all have to participate in the Erev. You just need one Schiro Lakito. Gufa. When Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said that this din of Schiro L'Kitor, Rav Nachman commented, "Kama ma'al yahosh maita," how wonderful this teaching is. When, however, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, "Shasu Ravis Yayin al Yora," that somebody who has drunk a Ravis of wine should not pass on halachos, Rav Nachman said that the statement is lo ma'aliyah, not a very good statement, because wine helps to clarify a person's thoughts. Parenthetically, Rav tells Rav Nachman that it's not appropriate to single out a teaching as being particularly beautiful, and Rav Nachman regretted having done so. Amar Rabbi Barafuna, Shasu Yal Yispal, somebody who drank wine but is still sober enough to speak in front of a king shouldn't daven, but if he does, his tefillos are still valid. A shikr, a person intoxicated to the point where he can't speak in front of a king, cannot daven, and his tefillah is a toeva, it's a total abomination. When a person achieves wealth with little work, such as taking the possessions of a deceased convert, or marrying a wealthy woman, or having profited in a business deal, or having found a valuable aveda, he should either buy a sefer Torah or write tefillin with the money. Amar Rami Bar Abba, derech mil v'shina kolshu mafigin aseyayin. If a person drank a ravis of wine, traveling one meal or sleeping a bit will take away the effect of the wine, but if he drank more than that, travel and sleep will only make him more drunk. V'derech mil mafiga yayin, does traveling a single meal really dull the effect of the wine? So the Gemara quotes a brisa from which we learn seven things. First, the brisa tells how Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Lai to pick up a loaf of bread and give it to a guy who Rabbi Gamliel was able to identify with Ruach HaKodesh. This part of the story teaches three things. Shein ma'avirin ala ochlin, that we may not walk past food and leave it on the ground. The Gemara later clarifies that this no longer applied in later generations to whole pieces of bread, since Benos Yisrael Prutzos Bikshaf, and many Jewish girls practice witchcraft, so whole loaves of bread may be a trap to bring the person into witchcraft. Second thing is Shaholchan Achrei Rov Ovdei Overe Durachim. Since most of the passersby were not Jews, we may not eat bread because it probably was Pasachum. And third, Shechemso Shal Nachri Achra Pesach Mutubana. From the fact that Rabbi Gamliel allowed Rabbi Loi to give the bread to a guy, knowing that the guy will likely do a favor in return, we see that it's mutter to get benefit from the chametz of a guy after Pesach. Then the story continues. Rabbi Gamliel would sit on the Beis Din to be Matir Neder until he had walked 3 milin to dull the effects of the wine he had drunk. And from that we learn four things. First of all, Shervius Yain Haitalki Meshaker, that a revius of Italian wine, the amount that Gamliel had drunk, causes intoxication. Second, Shikra Al Yara, a drunk person can't paskin. Third, Derech Mefigas Ayayin, traveling dulls the effects of the wine. And finally, that Ein Mefir Nadarim, Lo Rachab Lo Mahalik Lo Omeid. We don't do a Tfaras Nadarim while riding, walking, or standing, just while sitting. The Gemara later clarifies that some Tanaim who hold that Ein Pelskim Becharata, we don't have to find any grounds for regret before annulling another, and therefore don't have to put too much thought into it, hold that Afaras Nadarim can be done even while walking. Rabbi Gamliel had to sit because he holds Poskim Charata. We need to focus to find specific grounds for Afaras Nadarim. Then the Gemara concludes its question that we see from this Brisa that we need to walk 3 mil, not just 1 mil, to dull the effect of the wine. So all these side points were just to get to this point, to this Kesha. So the Gemara answers, Shaini Yayin Italki de Meshaker Tfei. Italian wine is different because it's more intoxicating, or since Rabbi Gamliel was riding an animal and not walking, it took a longer distance for the wine to dissipate.